Okay, we are back for hour two of the weekly Reverse Speech Show, where I bring to you my guests, usually a reverse speech related topic. After all, this is a show about reverse speech, and welcoming to the show today is Jay Wilder, and Jay's been quite turned on by reverse speech in the last few weeks, doing a bit of marketing, getting some results. He's also been through the process himself, and we're going to hear from him. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you. Actually, it's been a couple of months now. I started very, very first part of February.
Oh, did you really? And you attended one of my webinars to start off with.
That's where it all started for me. Yep. Right. Yep.
And how did you hear about the webinar?
A friend of mine that I really respected his opinion was raving about reverse speech and whatnot. So I think I Googled it. I don't remember exactly, but it was out of that conversation that I found the webinar and signed up for it.
All right. Okay. Well, great. I'm glad I did the webinar. Now, you've been through a round of session work. What was your experience of that? Tell me how you found it.
Well, it's a multifaceted conversation here, in that my experience has been different levels of myself keep being added on. It's kind of like having a smartphone and keep putting apps on it. You know, what's the expression? Oh, there's an app for that.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like that, I would say. In the beginning, I noticed my business got better, which always catches my attention. I'm an entrepreneur. I've had different businesses over the years, and I have three right now. And so, you know, I'm just being – taking my time here to be accurate as far as how I would describe what I've noticed. To present time, today I listened to one of the MetaWalks you did for me. You know, I signed up for your 2-month program, and I was listening to it, and it was literally like, if I didn't know that, you know, it was my recording and no one had messed with it, I would have thought, someone put something on here that wasn't on there before. But it's like, and I've seen this with anything we learn new. When you learn something, you lay down a track, sort of like maybe laying down tracks on a when people use magnetic tape, and then the next time you hear it, so it relates to what you learned before. So you keep, it's like having a tree growing different branches on it. So the whole picture changes, therefore your perception of it changes, because you're referencing more information than you were before. So I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased, and I can see this being an ongoing thing. My joke is I feel like I'm finally growing up enough in my life to have a good, healthy life. I was pretty shut down as a kid. I was very shut down. I could not feel music, because I had a pretty abusive emotional childhood, so I was shut down, and this, much to my surprise, this is one of my first things was these. I got the package, but first I did the webinar, and then I got the package of 12
MetaWalks package. Yes, right.
And you know, they're short. I mean, 8 minutes or whatever, and I could not believe how deep I would go when I would listen to them. In fact, I asked you a couple of times, David, why do I go so deep when I listen to these? And your comment was, well, those are metaphors that are being used in there, and that's the language of the subconscious.
That's right. Yep.
So it was linking into my subconscious in a way that was communicated to me on a deep level, and therefore I could feel it. I could sense it. And that is what I'm sure is resulting in the different changes I'm perceiving in my life. A feeling of being more mature, of being healthier emotionally, where I don't get overwhelmed as easy, you could say. I had someone get angry at me just recently. And there was a day when, oh my goodness, I would have just been crushed. I would have been upset. I would have been, what did I do wrong? Typical kid, that's where children respond is something happens and they think they did something wrong. But I didn't cave in, and I could see it objectively in the sense that I didn't blame myself, and I was okay with them being upset. It had nothing to do with me, really. I mean, I was just a face in the mix of what was going on for them. And that's kind of like these building of a subconscious personality that has more strength and more certainty to itself.
Well, that's what you think the metawalks were doing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah. Yeah, since I started using those, I keep laying down these tracks. That's the best word I can come up with. Or you could say building blocks. It's like I'm building an internal skyscraper so that I have more fortitude, more strength, more ability to not collapse in a situation.
Yeah, well, they're amazing programs, the metawalks. They use generic metawalks that I found across the board, I'm fairly confident with the generic metawalks because I've been using them a fair time, and the program itself has been very successful. We've sold hundreds of copies of it.
Well, it's new too. When did you come out? You just came out with this since 2017, right?
Yeah. It's only been out for maybe 6 weeks, weeks or something, something like that. And people can get that. They want to get that website address out if people want to get them out of the door.
Yeah, sure. It's reversespeech.weebly, which is weebly.com. That's a website I put up. My contact information's on there. I love talking about this kind of thing. If anyone's hearing this interview, please contact me. If you want to have any questions, I want to hear about my experience. I'm available. It's just a passion I have, transformation in general. I should probably add in here that I've done a lot of different things over the decades. Right. My experience started for me in 1976. I was in business. It's the only thing I knew. I'd built up a pretty big company, and I did some breath work, and I popped. I popped in the sense that I charged my body up through doing rapid breath work with it was a session. It was a session. I was working with some people, and I charged myself up with prana to the point where I popped. I went into the light, and I experienced myself as a light being. I was in bliss like I did not even know bliss existed. And it only lasted about 15 minutes, and then I came back, to this reality. But that started me. That was like, what happened? What was that? How do I get that? How do I have that happen again? Because it was so blissful. And so I've done all kinds of workshops over the years. I've been, I've been to India. I now live in India. I moved to India. I've been to Egypt. I've been to Peru. I keep going for whatever presented itself that I thought would grow my, help me grow spiritually. Self-discovery, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So So I feel kind of qualified to say that, you know, gee whiz, David, these meta walks, they really work. Reverse speech works. And for me, when I say reverse speech works, you know, it's one thing to hear politicians and how they are incongruent with themselves, where they may be saying the way I explain this to people when I talk to them is it's like, you know, scientists say we only use 10% of our brain, so that other 90% is being used, and Mother Nature doesn't waste anything. So when a politician is saying something from their 10%, you know, whatever it might be, there is 90% that is knows really what they really intend. So when you do the reverse speech, you can hear that 90% right. come up. So that's all great, and it's certainly beneficial to be able to sort out the liars from the people who are saying with their 10% what they believe with their 90%. But for me, it's understanding my own incongruencies, where I may be thinking one thing with my 10%, but my programmed self, say, the 90%, well, what does that believe? Because obviously 90% is going to have more control over my life than the 10%.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So to be able to find those things, and like what you've been doing with when I in this 2-month program I'm in, David had me, David in the beginning, said, well, send me a list of things you want in your life, because what we'll do is we'll go over them, and we'll talk about them, and I'll record that. Then I will do the reverse speech on it, and, you know, we can find out where you may be incongruent in your subconscious. So I laugh because I ended up sending you 3 lists. The first one had like 30-something things. But
I prefer 1 or 2.
Now you tell me. Now you tell me. I gave you a lot of material to work with, that's for sure.
You certainly did, Jay. There's no doubt about
that. Anyway, I was just bringing that up as an example, because as we've been going along here, and we've done these recordings, and then you've did the reverse speech, and then you designed the meta walk so that those incongruencies, say, were, would I use the word healed, addressed, or?
I don't know what word to use. Healed is the wrong word, really.
That's kind of sense I get. Upgraded. I liked the webinar when I first found you, the write-up for the webinar. You said something.
Upgrade your operating system, right?
Yeah, upgrade your operating system like on a computer, you know. Uh-huh. So, that would fit. That would fit. And I, the other thing I tell people, in fact, this is on my website, reversespeech.weebly.com, is it's like if the 90% is incongruent, well, what does that mean? That means usually it's programming we got as a child, the first 3 years of life, and that stuff can be really hardwired in there. That stuff can be
absolutely
really hard to address and find or whatever, you know. So I see reverse speech as a way to hear that part, to hear what it's really saying. Yes. And then something can, you know, then you can, the meta walk, the language of the subconscious can soften it up maybe or whatever. Upgrade it. That's what that, yeah, that, there we go. That, because that's the example we were using, can upgrade it to 2017.
That's a good analogy. Yeah. Peak, Pete came up with that. I've got a marketing guy who, he does all my, not all of them. He does a lot of my mass emails. And he writes some good ones. So Pete came up with that. He's been on my show before.
Oh, there you go. Very good.
Yeah, so that's reversespeech.weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And and log in and get your copy of MetaWalks. They're only $47, so it's very cheap. We thought we'd come out with a really cheap product, and it's just been successful beyond my wildest dreams. We've sold hundreds of them.
And I got a feeling that it's going to grow by word of mouth. You know, I mean, like, well, just like me, the way I found you was by word of mouth. And we need this. I mean, I can get on my soapbox here when I say we need this. Our collective consciousness, I'll use a strong word here, is very wounded, very wounded. You know, we're basically a war culture, is the way I see it. We've got thousands of years of war going on, and all that stuff is in the collective unconscious.
Right.
So as we heal, as each individual heals that or softens that, whatever word we want to use, rewrites it, maybe we'll make it with that story in ourselves. And, you know, what's the Bible talks about, we'll go into 1,000 years of peace and prosperity for everyone.
Well, I think that as a race begin to understand the unconscious and understand how much it controls and guides us and learn to speak to the unconscious, which is the language of metaphor, once we get to that stage, then we're really well on the way to enlightenment, because that's what I understand enlightenment as being, to be congruent with our unconscious self. And so many of us are incongruent.
Yeah. Well, here's something I'd like to talk about, and anyone listening, I'd like to talk about it in the intention that it be beneficial, because it, in our culture, it's I think we're scared of what's in our subconscious, generally speaking.
Yeah. You know,
don't touch that with a 10-foot pole, you know. So we stay in that little 10%, and we don't really go deep into ourselves. And there's somehow or another, there's a belief that that's the only way to go about it. I know I've. Where I live here in Tiruvannamalai, it's southeast India, and it's the old part of India. And there's temples here have been here for thousands of years, and there's international travelers come through here. And there's a community of Westerners here. I've got a lot of good friends here. And I will bring up the conversation about what I'm doing. And even though this is, quote unquote, spiritual place, and well, everyone that's a Westerner here, they moved here for spiritual reasons. I mean, there's
all right,
you know, there's no industry here like people typically move because of a job or a university or love, say, and a relationship. But there's nothing like that here to draw Westerners here. They move here because it is a spiritual vortex. So anyway, that's who I'm talking to, and I will bring up, I've been using this thing called MetaWalks, and I'm having the most deep experiences, and they'll politely listen and then change the subject. You know, and I'm going, I just told you, you know, that. But it's just the way we're programmed.
Right.
Maybe it goes back to what I said in the beginning here about the collective consciousness that we are a war culture. We've had all these thousand years of war, and like men, you know, when it be in my lifetime, I've watched the collective consciousness's view of how men are supposed to be, you know, John Wayne type, right? Swing, that pendulum swing from there to, oh, he never talks about his feelings. He doesn't, whatever, you know, all that kind of thing. And I remember when that was first happening, I read a thing that talked about, you know, this is such a dilemma for men because the measure of a man used to be that you never cry and you always have it together and, you know, you're at the front door fighting off the enemy and that kind of thing to you're supposed to go inside now and feel and stuff like that. So it's amazing times. And which really brings up another angle here. I guess, you know, if I have an agenda for this interview, it would be to give people enough information so that they can examine their own belief systems and give this a try, or any tool. There's lots of tools out there. I'd like to see our society get to the place where what is in is transformation.
Right.
And I think we're going there. And a lot of that necessity because so much stuff is changing that it's painful, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the only way we're going to evolve, of course, is to become congruent. Anyway, don't touch that keyboard, folks. We have to go to our break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Uh, Yes, indeed. Reverse speech will certainly change your life. I get dramatic changes and shifts that take people through the program. So if you want to see some good life-changing events or circumstances in your life, then contact me for a reverse speech session work. As Jay will tell you, it works very well. So how would you compare this to other modalities of change, Jay?
Well, interesting question. You know, it's I will answer that question, but first I want to say it's not a good practice to compare things.
That's true.
But any rate, given the conversation we're having, it's an appropriate question. So how would I say it compares? Well, it's the most effective. It's more effective than meditating. It's way more effective than therapy. It's effective. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business guy. I look for results. I want results. I'm in my 60s. And what I've noticed is, you know, all these, we're talking about the subconscious being the storehouse for all the programming, or which are really just decisions that we've made through our life. And that's why the first 3 years are so impactful, is because that's when, I've studied the brain a lot, that's when the reptilian brain, the oldest part of the brain, and it's the first part, it's the only part of the brain in the very beginning that's functioning its own line. And it makes things black and white. This is good for my survival. This is not good for my survival. If crying works, if the baby cries a few times and gets picked up or whatever, it will wire that in. Crying works, you know. So there you are. You got a whole lifetime of crying when anything upsets you. But the point I was getting to here is, so all that stuff accumulates, and you know, there's an expression, he's a bitter old man. Yeah. When people get into the age bracket I'm in, and I can see how this has helped the meta walks and whatnot, because of a lot of that old programming that gets kind of rusty and bittered, can become bitter. Let's keep looking for the right word here. It's being rewritten. That's the best word. It's being rewritten. So I got a little more youthful attitude to myself. I feel like there's more space in my life going forward here, rather than everything's compacted in and I get bitter. So that's a long answer to your question.
That's okay.
Yeah, but it's given me a whole new appreciation for the subconscious. You know, it's like anything, when you learn something new, then suddenly you see it in different places. Case in point, I'm now seeing artwork through the understanding that, it's the metaphors, it's the images, it's the symbols or the images in artwork that is communicating to my subconscious mind. And that's just been enjoyable. It's made artwork for me. There's a lot of artwork here in the area I live in. They communicate totally. I mean, there's, for the most part, it's changing nowadays because India's changing real fast. But for the most part, a lot of people do not even read here. They don't read words. Which, in a sense, is a metaphor also. But anyway, the point is their spiritual way of learning is these temples with and I'm calling it artwork because that's really what it is, but where they have statues of things and paintings and whatnot, and it's like, oh, this is a communication happening here to the subconscious.
Right. Yeah, that's the exciting thing about reverse speech. It establishes communication in direct, audible terminology. And no other discipline I know does that. Hypnosis will do it a little bit, but no, it doesn't get down to the level that
metaphors get down to. And I've done a lot of hypnosis over the years, different things, and it's kind of dry and boring, really. I mean, it's kind of like you have to discipline yourself. And I don't have to discipline myself to listen to a Metawalk. In fact, I've got these special headphones. They are called sleep phones, and it's like a sweatband that would go around your head that has really thin speakers on both sides. And so I put those on, and I look forward to I'll take a nap in the middle of the afternoon. I'll put those on and listen to a Metawalk. And I always find it enjoyable. I'm starting to feel like an evangelist here, but
well, you believe in it, Jay. That's obvious.
There you go.
Enthusiasm, when you first started, was contagious. And I thought to myself, God, I got to get this guy out there pumping for me.
I did take to it right away. Well, that webinar, that group thing, that was super powerful. I'd love for you to do another one of those.
I'm actually planning on doing one in the next couple of weeks. I've got to get the date sorted out. So, we'll be doing that. Yes.
You know, because I think, how many people were on that one we did? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was 100. That was the limit.
That many?
Yeah, that was the limit of the room, and it was maxed out. We couldn't fit any more in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a lot of synergy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one reason why it was so powerful. And it's, what is it? It's about 17 minutes or 20 minutes long, something like that, isn't it?
What, the webinar?
The Metawalk from the webinar.
Oh, yeah, right, about 20 minutes long, yes. Yes.
Yeah, it goes, the package of 12, they're only like 8 minutes. And they're super powerful, but I labeled that one, I forget what you called it, but what I labeled it in my Windows Media Player is 2017-success.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you had designed it for, right? We did it. Was it the end of January? Yeah, and the idea was to create a successful 2017.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah. Which is...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which is, here's a thought, just to kind of broaden the conversation here. You know, I don't know why it is exactly, but I have noticed the year 2017, when I say that, it's like, huh? 20. I feel like I'm in a science fiction movie or something.
It is rather a bit like that, isn't it?
It's like, wait a minute. We were just in the 1900s, and then suddenly we were in 2000s, and now we're in 2017?
Yeah.
How is this possible?
The year's going so fast. It's quite incredible. Yeah, all right. Okay, the website again to get those Metawalks, you've got to get them. You'll love them. I'm getting incredible results, getting some amazing emails, people just seeing miracles happening in their lives. Just listen to the Metawalks. It's reversespeech.weebly.com. Reversespeech.weebly.com. Get your copy of the 12 Metawalks for $47. Very cheap price, $47.
That's less than $4 a piece.
About that. Yeah, $4 a piece. Yep. Yeah, so there we go. I've got a few more products I'm going to be bringing out too.
Like what?
Oh, Well, I'm working on a couple of new apps right now. So we're going to release an app with the MetaWalks on it because we've already had people ask us about that.
Phone app then.
Sorry?
For a smartphone.
Yeah, for a smartphone. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. However, that's a little ways away. It's still on the drawing board. And the other thing we've got on the drawing board too is some simple speech recognition in an app. We think speech recognition has advanced sufficiently to put it to use, so we're going to give that a shot too. So there are some of the things we've got planned coming up into the future.
Very good.
So. And now you've been getting a few radio shows for me, Jay. What sort of feedback are you getting from that? People liking? I mean, we did one.
The first one we did was that show out of New York, and he is Alan Seinfeld, New Realities Radio.
Right.
He is. I don't know if you'll agree with this, but one of the best interviewers I know of, in the sense that he asks lots of questions, and he really goes deep with the subject matter, but he doesn't have that many listeners.
Oh, doesn't he?
Well, he doesn't market it. He's kind of like financially doesn't need to. There's not a need. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know why exactly, but he doesn't market himself. He doesn't get it out there. But he has interviewed Deepak Chopra. I mean, his Oprah. I mean, his. Oh, yeah. Long list. Well, every time when people come to New York, he'll set up a thing to interview them and stuff. So, but the next one we did, Alex Baer, who is has a YouTube channel called Leak Project. That one, wow, we've had a lot of response from that. He has, the YouTube world. I didn't know that much about it, and I have gotten in the habit. I don't watch TV. I don't watch any major networks. Every once in a while, I'll go to CNN.com just to kind of see what the corporate media is saying and how they're slanting things. But I've gotten in the habit of surfing YouTube, and I found Rex Baer. I found his Leak Project channel, and I watched some of them, and I just had this intuitive hit. Oh, my God, I should let him know about reverse speech and MetaWalks. Yep. So I spontaneously put together a little letter and sent it to him, and he picked up on it right away. He has 87,000 subscribers. And so far, well, I haven't looked the last few days. I'm going to go look right now. But, I mean, within the first week, he had 16 or so thousand people see that, listen to that program.
Oh, wow.
Which just boggles the mind. So being the gung-ho fanatic that I am, I say jokingly. I like to do what I have a passion for, and I have a passion for promoting this. So I've been surfing YouTube and finding other channels like Alex's. Let's see, where is this show we did here? I found one guy that had over 100 million subscribers. I still find that hard to believe. And he had a billion views. You know, it will tell you how many subscribers a show has, and then it will tell you that particular program, how many viewers it's had. And here we go. I just found the one we did. It was 1 week ago, David.
Oh,
it's a 31-minute video, and he's had 27,000 views.
Wow, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, so that's one of the higher ones too. You know, I think reverse speech is going to start moving more into the public eye and of interest. And I've never told you this, David, but I have, like I said earlier, I have been in lots of different things, and I tend to get involved in things just as they are taking off.
Oh, do you?
So, yeah, I've done that over and over. And I say I, it's not anything I intend to do, but my 90% does that. Yeah, you know, buckle your safety belt.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Well, you'll be doing some pretty good work marketing, promoting this. I'm really, really
glad. Oh, thank you.
With what you've done. It's just been fantastic. And yeah, we need to get back on the radio again. You know, I used to be very big on American radio in the 1990s, and when I moved back home, I kind of dropped off the radar of everyone. You know? So we need to get back on again.
Well, but radio isn't what it used to be. It's YouTube now.
Ah, right. Yes, of course. Right.
Yeah, I went to a seminar. I lived in Sedona before I moved to India. And I'm a marketer. I've owned an advertising agency, by the way. So I pay attention to you know, trends and the different media outlets. I mean, I've made my own TV commercials. I've had two radio talk shows and a TV show, on a public access TV show. I should clarify that. We didn't have a lot of viewers necessarily, but say again.
Still a TV show.
It's still a TV show. Oh, it was public access, it had first class studio. I mean, it was a really fully professional recording studio. So it was a lot of fun. But what I was going to say is, I was living in Sedona, and I can't even think of his name. Matt Kahn. Came through and did a talk. He has he just came out with a book titled I forget the exact title, but it what it's about is whatever comes up, love that. You know, in the sense of like if you have you know, the expression, if your buttons get pushed, which is really just stuff in that subconscious that you don't know about that gets activated and you have a reaction. So his book is about, well, whatever that is that comes up, love it, accept it and love it, because that's the best way you're going to get about transforming it. So in the beginning, it was packed. And this, he was in the biggest place in Sedona for events, and it held 330 people, interesting number, right?
Oh, right.
And it was packed. And in fact, they sold out. So in the beginning, he said, well, I'm curious, tell me, please, if you were a show of hands, how many people have seen me speak before? And, you know, like half a dozen hands went up, something like that. How many people found me, came here because of the advertising? And there was a fair amount of advertising in a little Sedona. Still, just a few hands went up. And I think he asked a couple more questions about something or another about and anyway, then he said, how many people found me on YouTube? I mean, like 2/3 of the room raised their hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So well, YouTube's where it's at. Yeah.
It certainly is the way of the future, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting conversation. The remember the movie Back to the Future?
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely. Yes.
There is a YouTube. There's several of them now, but there's a YouTube video titled How Back to the Future Predicted 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is a mind blower in the sense that it 100% did.
Oh, yeah?
It has a terrorist attack in it, with Muslims in a Volkswagen van, you know, it's kind of a comedy, right? Come barreling into the scene with a machine gun and everything. Terrorist attack.
And what, it's all the future. Yeah.
Yes, it's well worth watching. It's only 12 minutes.
Huh.
But I'm bringing it up for that's far pretty far out. It's very far out. But then at the end, they talk about how 9/11 being a big turning point in our collective's consciousness,
right.
And specifically where we were going into a time where everybody would be their own broadcast station.
Oh, okay, right.
Which is what YouTube is about. It's YouTube, you know.
Yep.
And I'm on some lady's email list that goes. She sends out, and I was reading it the other day, and she is in the. I'm on her list because she helps people know how to market on the internet. And she says she's always sending out little tidbits and stuff. And she was talking about how all the Hollywood crowd, it's the end thing right now for everybody to have their own YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a happening thing. And back to 9/11, and such. The movie Space Odyssey 2001, remember that one?
Yep.
And
yeah,
in the beginning, there's this black monolith that the caveman looking guys, they're well after the Twin Towers fell. What was left standing was, I forget the exact name of it. I think it's the Marriott Millennium. Anyway, a Marriott hotel was left standing, and it is a black shaped building, just like that black thing was in Space Odyssey 2001.
Wow.
So, which that represented, that black thing appearing there represented the heroin. A jump in evolution.
Mm.
So I see our society, our conscious, the planetary consciousness having a jump in evolution, where we're not going to be sitting in a schoolroom memorizing things and regurgitating it back and having a few leaders we follow. We're all going to be highly creative, and we're going to be being our own leaders, and we're going to be radiating out, having our own YouTube channel, say,
right.
Where we're talking about what we have a passion for and what our consequently our contribution can be to the collective, so that we have a lot of synergy happening, a lot of creativity happening, a lot of new things being birthed into our world.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay. So we're almost out of time here, Jay. Give us some wrap ups. Final words.
Dun, 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 dun.
Here we go.
Contact me come to me with some questions or comments or whatnot. I'm sure there's people listening that the range from total skepticism, which we did not get into demonstrating a reverse speech recording. I imagine you have regular listeners that have heard them before, but yeah. Anyway, I was just pointing out, I'm sure we have a spectrum of people that are very skeptical to the other end of the spectrum of people who are like hungry and curious and open-minded. Yeah. So anyway, wherever you are, contact me.
Yep.
And my phone number is on reversespeech.weebly.com. My Indian phone number, my Skype address, which is free for both of us. Wherever you are in the world, we can talk over Skype. And my email address, but please don't email me. except for to set up an original connection. But I don't like to sit in front of my computer answering questions. Talking is fun, so I'm happy to talk to anybody, but I don't want to get a half a dozen questions that I'm supposed to answer via email. That's
okay.
It. We're at
that's
the end.
It, mate. We're at the end. Thanks for joining me, mate. I'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it, David.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. And everyone, I'll be live in Santa Cruz next show. So we'll see you from Santa Cruz next week. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.